something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Goodly Heritage.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to, that's what he's saying. Now imagine if your life, many years, this has been your contemplation. Like it's been my contemplation. You know, why the other guy was fighting with God.
Oh God, do it for me, Lord, do it for me, Lord.
I was saying, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. See, I was spending time digging my gold. You see that? Playing with my diamonds. Pulling out my oil. While he's asking God, oh God. Jumbul and Joanne. They can't understand. But the lines are falling onto me. You see the mentality? Our lives cannot be the same. Our lives cannot be the same. I see all the good things in my land. And they can't find nothing. And so they're going to live a life of complaining and worrying. Then someone says, well, so whose fault is it? Isn't it the person that gave them the land? Yes. So, what do you do? Find out what's in your land. The oil was not on the top surface. The gold was not on the top surface. The diamonds were not on the top surface, brother. Find out what you got in your land. Listen to this. Let me read it again to you, and then I'll read to you the contemporary English version. The lines have fallen under me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. That's my confession. That's my confession. Say that with me. The lines have fallen under me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. If you thought that was wonderful, listen to the CEV give us a clearer picture of what he hears. Listen, listen, listen. Pay close attention. Even to think about this, it reminds me of Ozzy's song. Let me read it to you. Some of you have seen it already. You feel like stretching out, you know? He says, you make my life pleasant, and my future is bright. Now, imagine if you knew this and it became your contemplation and your confession. Your life would be different from the other guy who said, oh God, brighten my future, brighten my future. You see, you're looking older. The more you pray like that, the older you, brighten my future, brighten my future. He won't brighten your future. He doesn't do it like that. He has already done something. Didn't you see it? Did you see it? You make my life pleasant and my future is bright. So you go, Lord, you make my life pleasant. And you know, the moment you make that confession from your spirit, everything lines up with your confession. Hallelujah. Hey. Let me read something more to you so you get this. In the 11th verse, he says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." Have you seen it? "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Ask someone, why is your life so hard? You see, this is not God's plan. It's not God's plan for your life to be so hard. Someone says, "I've lived a very hard life." You are the problem. You know, the times people ask us, "Is it really as you are saying it?" What are you listening to? You want another book that tells you something different? So I say, yeah, but it's even in the same Bible. Even in the same Bible, it says that suffering, Christian people can suffer. They can't even quote it right. Say, there's suffering. We suffer with Christ. Okay. Okay, how are you suffering from Christ now? Or suffering with Christ or suffering for Him? How? Sam, you go through hardship. What type of hardship? Sometimes, someone might not have money. Okay. If someone sometimes does not have money, what does that have to do? Hey, you won't be happy now. You are wrong. That's where you are wrong. That you don't have money at the time has nothing to do with the state of your spirit. It's got nothing to do with the state of your spirit. The Bible says, out of your heart are the issues of life. Which means from that heart of yours is where the money will come from. Is where everything that you require in life will come from. Why do you destroy the source? It's in your spirit. So recondition your spirit. Reprogram your spirit to deliver to you all the necessities of life that you want. Somebody said, well, God doesn't answer our prayers of our wants. He meets our needs. Okay. What is the meaning of "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. If ye shall ask anything in my name," anything, any, it doesn't answer your wants, it's your need. You don't pray for your need. You only ask for those things you want. You don't ask for your need. He told us already, "Don't you know that my Father knows the things that you need?" He said, "The birds of the air, they don't ask for anything." He says, "Your Father feeds them." He said, "You are of more value than many sparrows." That means, for the things you need, you don't have to ask. He says, "Your Father knows." Which means the ones you are asking for are the wants, the additions, those things you like to have. You see the reason now why some people only, "I have only been asking God for only 65,000, He didn't give me." Because He needs it. And by the time, imagine if you were asking God for only your house rent. You are selfish. "Oh God, my house rent. I'm only asking 150,000 is my house rent. Oh God, give me 150,000. Is that all you're asking God for? No wonder He's not listening to you. Because you need more than 150,000. The 150,000 does not include your tithe. If you took out your tithe, it can't pay the rent. So why are you asking God for only 150,000? Add your tithe to it. And that's not all. What about the other seeds you want to give? What about putting money into Rhapsody of Reality? Listen, brothers and sisters, get big enough to make the right demands of a heavenly Father that's rich enough to supply. Be bold. You think it's a kind of humility where you say, oh God, I'm not asking for too much. I'm only asking for my transport fare to go to work. God will say, so all you think about is yourself. All you think about is yourself. What about becoming big enough to help some other people in your area? What about that? What about that? God wants your dreams to be big enough to make him a part of your dream. If your dream is too small, he can't be a part of it. God doesn't like small dreams. He doesn't like to be a part of small dreams. Ah, you're getting it now. Make it big enough for God to be a part of it. Now, there are different kinds of businessmen. If you go to the bank and you say that you need a certain amount of money, there's an official they will pass you to. If you're asking for 200,000, they say, go to that desk. They say, what do you do? Say, I say, okay, go to that desk over there. If you come and say, you need 5 billion, they say, what do you do? What do you do? By the time you explain what you do, and it looks like this is a guy that knows what 5 billion is, they say, hold on. They want to call a higher official to come and see you. Then okay, please come. They don't discuss with you at the open office. Can you see it now? So if your demands are going to be attended to at the throne room, they must demand the attention of the throne room, brother. You get it? Well, somebody shout hallelujah. My, oh my. Hallelujah. Make your dream bigger. Oh, glory to God. Limanto cabradege sata. Lift your hands toward heaven. Speak in other tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Egbe, by Lagos Theater, Sarumi Junction, Arisco, Lagos Road. Worship with us on Sundays, 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us today.